I'm with Mike on all of this. I've never liked SCOTUS stepping in. I've never liked SCOTUS stepping into this stuff. Is it helpful that they're doing this while, you know, Thomas wrote an opinion? His prologue is fantastic. I put it in the chat room where he cites Chief Justice Taney in the Dred Scott v. Sanford case. Alito has taken this thing apart and wrote in there that... That there could be a case to getting rid of red flag laws. And so is it, while we're in this wretched union, which it is, right? We can all agree it's a wretched union. And I hate to even say this kind of stuff because I don't want to be here. I want the Republic of Texas. I want the Gulf States of America where everybody can have a firearm and everybody can have whatever. And so the, it's good in a sense that it gives us another way to blunt this red flag stuff that's coming down the pike. And it gives us a weapon to kind of push back against these ludicrous losers for now until we can get out of here. Notice how I'm saying until we can get out of here. But also at the same time, I don't like the SCOTUS stepping in any situation on a state's toes. I've always said I hate the fact that California can have stupid law. New York can have stupid law. Rhode Island just signed into law. I was telling Mike, they signed into a law yesterday. They've restricted. Here's the crazy thing about Rhode Island. Rhode Island restricts your magazine capacity to 10 with no grandfather clause, meaning they're coming after everybody's 30-round magazines in Rhode Island. And I hope they use this. I hope they use this law to go after those psychos in Rhode Island. Right? That's unconstitutional. Rhode Island has in its constitution a right to keep and bear arms amendment. But so I have mixed feelings on it. I like the fact that it gives us the, you know, law-abiding gun owners some kind of way to retaliate against this tyranny. It's at least something. But my overall foundation is I don't want this to exist at all. I don't want this to exist at all. I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to have to rely on SCOTUS to keep me safe from John Cornyn. I'd rather none of them be involved. I hope everybody understands. Rick Barrett of the Barrett Briefs, actual point of view is I don't want to be in the union. I don't want to have to rely on SCOTUS to keep me safe from John Cornyn or vice versa, or pray for Trump to come back and blah, 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 blah. So I want all of them gone, and I want to be in the Gulf States of America or the Dixie Union. That's what I want. But until then, I know I just hit you with the but. Until then, at least having this is a way to keep some sort of tyranny in check. Some sort. So, and also it sent Keith Olbermann off the cliff. Now he wants to dissolve the SCOTUS, which is fantastic. Also, come on, man. The crying from SCOTUS right now is not from SCOTUS, from the libs is amazing. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Because they're just like, oh, we've been set back 400 years, blah, blah, blah. It is the coping that is taking place right now is something that is unlike anything that we've had, that we've seen in a while. So it's, I hope everybody understands. I hope everybody understands that I'm split. I don't like the idea. I don't like the fact that I have to rely on it. But at the same time, as long as there are people like John Cornyn and these psychos who want to try and enact tyranny on us, I'll take it. So that's just something that That's just my opinion on it. So we're looking at that. And of course, it doesn't do... There's a lot of things that that go on here. I don't read a lot of Supreme Court opinions. I'm going to have to read Justice Thomas and Alito's, because from what I'm seeing, they are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. So we'll see how it goes from there. But if you're just joining us, Supreme Court strikes down the New York gun carry ban, the ruling of the Supreme Court. This is from Stephen Gunkowski at The Reload. The ruling of the Supreme Court in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Braun 6-3 decision handed down on Thursday invalidates the state's process for issuing concealed carry permits. I have a lot of things I don't like about that. I don't like that. I really don't. Because it's further eroding of states' rights, if you think about it. The court found that allowing government officials to use subject discretion when determining which applicants had a good reason to need a permit violate the Constitution, a decision which will impact at least 7 other states, Rhode Island being one of them, as they just race to sign in this law. The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a, quote, second-class right subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees, unquote. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote for the court, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to the government officers some special need. The rule significantly expands the court's interpretation of the Second Amendment, which shouldn't be an interpretation. Once again, I hope everybody understands that I'm not just some 2A incorporist. Yeehaw! I'm not. I do understand the fact that having this helps kind of, it's my Donald Trump 2020 theory. And some of you guys that were listening, right, I didn't really care about Trump getting into office in 2020. I wanted Trump as a buffer to help me get out of this. I wanted Trump as a buffer for 4 years so I could continue to prep and get my stuff ready for when all of this is happening now. I thought it was going to happen in 2024. So at least it was going to give me 4 years. Having this decision is a buffer while we're trying to get out of this union. It's a buffer and a warning shot to Cornyn and all these psychos and all these turncoats in the Republican Party that this stuff is not going to sit there. So I hope I'm explaining it well. Excuse me. While 8 states use the may issue standard invalidated by the court, those states hold about 25% of the nation's population. The court also clarified the standard of review lower court should follow when deciding Second Amendment cases, a change likely to cause even further shift in gun laws across the country. Some of you guys may get this. This decision rejects the second part of a two-step framework many federal courts have used to uphold gun laws since the landmark Heller decision. Thomas wrote, despite the popularity of this two-step approach, it is one step too many. And guys, I think it's cool if you disagree with it. Think how you want to think. I'm not hugely a fan of it. I do like the fact that it kind of sends a warning shot, but outside of that, let me be up. The court further critiqued lower courts' handling of the Second Amendment cases in the years since Heller. It said that despite the courts rejecting tests that balance gun rights against governmental interests in Heller, many courts have decided to use this test like an intermediate scrutiny as the second step of that two-step approach and done so poorly. Often, the court says, judges would simply default to whatever decision lawmakers have already had. They already made. Quote, if this last decade of Second Amendment litigation has taught this court anything, it is that federal courts tasked with making such a difficult empirical judgments regarding firearm regulations under the banner of, quote, intermediate scrutiny, unquote, often deter to determinations of legislature, Thomas continued. But while the judicial deference to legislative interest balancing is understandable and elsewhere appropriate, it is not deference that the Constitution demands here. The Second Amendment, quote, is the very product of an interest balancing by the people, unquote, and it, quote, surely elevates above all other interests the rights of law-abiding citizens, responsible citizens to use arms for self-defense. It is this balance struck by the traditions of the American people that demand our unqualified deference. The court then laid out a simplified explanation for how Second Amendment cases should be decided going forward. Quote, when the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. The government must then justify its regulation by demonstrating that it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Only then may a court conclude that the individual's conduct falls outside the Second Amendment's, quote, unqualified command, unquote. The article continues, the new standard of review will put a heavier burden on the government to show its restrictions don't violate the Constitution. This change will likely result in many gun regulations adopted well after the founding era being similarly struck down. Whoa, does this mean I can get a silencer now with a suppressor? I can get a suppressor with a .44-73? Because that's a restriction on the Second Amendment, baby. The NFA is a restriction on that. Give me suppressors! Especially since I don't want to go fill out the form and do it. let me see. The new standard of review, That could imperil such restrictions as assault weapons bans or gun sale licensing schemes, among others. Jason Almiet, who is the head of the NRA's Institute for Legal Actions, which the Institute for Legal Actions is actually pretty okay in the NRA. They're actually all right. Every Town for Gun Safety, one of the blah, 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 says we cry harder because we're a bunch of losers, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of that. So yeah, there you go, folks. That is the striking down of the New York standard. But the thing is, man, with all that stuff, it's all two-way. I don't know. I just don't like the fact that this, it had to come there, right? If the idea that we need to wait for the 9 justices in their special robes to come and save us, is not something I'm a big fan of. I'm really not. And I'm sorry because I supposedly live in a rural area, but because some idiot bought a piece of land across the street from me, now I got to listen to the people building this house. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But that's my opinion. Oh, yes, hold on. We got a whoopee sighting. I'm going to send this to you, Justin. We got a whoopee reaction to the ruling. Oh, we got a bunch of them, too. Oh, this is fantastic. Let me know when you get it. Let's hear Judge Whoopi's interpretation of this case.
Right before we went on air, the Supreme Court handed down their decision that will allow New Yorkers to carry concealed firearms, striking down a centuries-old state law that made people have to prove that they had due cause to conceal and carry. Now, people are still processing all of this. The implications, we don't know really what it actually means, but, you know, given everything New York City is going through, it seems, I don't even have the words. It seems
stupid.
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's not even stupid. It is. It's. No, it's so. It's such a middle finger to New York. It's a middle finger to New York because, you know, we have been trying to figure out how to get a handle on all that has been going on in this city in particular with gun laws. And it makes you wonder, what does this mean? Are we saying to people, yes, you can come to the city and conceal your weapon, and now the police have to figure out who's carrying and who's not and who's legal to carry? I mean, it's insane.
Whoopi, when I carry, you won't even know that I am. You don't have to worry about it. Most good concealed carriers, you don't even know. And believe me, Whoopi, Judge Chief Justice Whoopi of the stupid court. That's what the view is now. We have the Supreme Court and the stupid court. Chief Justice Whoopi Goldberg presiding. You are safer with me near you carrying a, I mean, I might not use it to like help you. I mean, that's up to my deference, but you are in a better position with people like me in that area, because gangbangers are not going to come running up if they know somebody's going to shoot back.